Good morning. It is Wednesday. It's May 20th. I'm Abe Madcore. Tonight would have been a real fun special night. It would have been our Sports Business Awards. They were scheduled to be this week in New York, Wednesday evening. We would have had more than 850 people, the New York City Marriott Marquis Times Square. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. We were going to honor Larry Tannenbaum with our Lifetime Achievement Award. We were going to give out awards in 15 different categories. The room would have been filled with intensity and celebration. And again, one of my favorite evenings of the year. Of course, those are postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic, but we will bring the awards back this year. We are still sorting through the scenarios, the programming, and the format, but I can guarantee you we are going to celebrate the sports industry in the third or fourth quarter of 2020. And all those great companies that were nominated will be able to see if they'll take home the hardware this year. So I wish we were all celebrating together tonight, but we will celebrate in the future. So this is your morning buzzcast. Like I said, it is Wednesday, May 20th. I am Abe Madcore. Hope everyone's doing well. Last night, NASCAR was scheduled to run again in Darlington. The race was postponed shortly after 8 o'clock because of persistent rain. The Southeast has been getting crushed with rain. That race is now scheduled to take place Thursday. Meanwhile, NASCAR will find out soon if they'll race tonight. They were scheduled to race another Cup Series event tonight. Their first one, of course, was Sunday. So NASCAR really waiting on the weather in Darlington. I want to start today with college sports because there's a big meeting with the NCAA Division I Council today, and the moratorium for on-campus activities, which runs through the end of this month, May 31st, is on the agenda. And our college writer Michael Smith reports that the council could vote to lift the moratorium. And if that happens, it would set the table for schools and conferences to bring their athletes back to campus, which means, yes, all eyes focus on football in the fall. Meanwhile, the SEC could take its own action when university presidents meet this Friday. And if those campus leaders agree, it does look like college football 2020 in the fall has a better chance of happening than not. Let's shift to horse racing. The Belmont Stakes will be the first Triple Crown out of the gate. That is now scheduled to be held June 20th without fans. And like I said, it will serve as the opening leg of horse racing's Triple Crown for the first time. The race was scheduled to be June 6th. It will be run at a shorter distance than usual. And now remember, the Kentucky Derby September 5th, and the Preakness now is October 3rd. Let's shift to the NFL because owners had a virtual meeting yesterday. A couple of things came out of those. Our Ben Fisher reported that despite a growing sense of optimism about the NFL season starting, top league executives yesterday declined to predict when players and coaches would be allowed to return to team facilities. Remember, yesterday, teams were allowed to bring some business side staffers back to the facility for the first time since March 25th if local health laws allowed for that. I talked to two team leaders yesterday. They said attendance at their facility very, very sparse. One interesting element that I think Buzzcast listeners will be wanting to pay attention to, NFL owners changed parts of the Rooney Rule yesterday. One that went into effect. The Rooney Rule will now apply to the business side of NFL teams for the first time. Yes, NFL teams must now interview at least one minority or female for club president and senior executive roles in communications, finance, HR, legal, sales, marketing, sponsorship, IT, and security positions. So again, for the first time, the Rooney Rule applying to the business side of a team operation. I'm going to be interested to see if executive recruiters specifically think that could change the makeup of front offices. Meanwhile, NFL owners at the meetings yesterday also raised the debt limit for teams from $350 million to $500 million. That was expected, and it was expected to help teams weather the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Let's end with a couple of interesting items. In New Orleans, Saints fans will have to start getting used to calling the Superdome by a new name. Yes, the Saints confirmed that Mercedes-Benz will not renew the naming rights to the Superdome. The end of the agreement is set to expire June 2021, so the team is searching for another sponsor. It will mark just the second time in the Superdome's 45-year history that its naming rights have been in play. So very interesting deal. Remember, Mercedes-Benz also has naming rights in Atlanta. Let's shift to the EPL, which revealed that six players or staff tested positive for coronavirus in its first 2 days of testing. Remember, the league is starting to bring their players back. They want to start in mid-June. EPL carried out almost 800 tests on Sunday and Monday and said the positive tests were spread across three clubs. Meanwhile, BT Sports coverage of the Bundesliga's return last weekend, we talked about it here, how it was on FS1. Well, on BT Sport, the audience for the Bundesliga was five times its average audience. Five times. So we saw the strong numbers for NASCAR on Saturday. We've seen other good numbers of live sports coming back. Well, they're saying the same thing in England. BT Sports coverage of Bundesliga audience five times greater than normal. So it shows how hungry people are for live sports content. So that is your morning buzzcast. It is Wednesday. It's May 20th again. Wish we were all celebrating the industry at the Sports Business Awards, but we will in the future. I hope everyone has a great day, a healthy day, and a safe day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.